Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Better Man. Better Marriage Awaken. Your inner hero and move from passive to powerful in your most important relationship is a relationship advice book by Jeff Borkowski, published as a self-help and marriage-focused guide for men. Its purpose is straightforward: to help husbands recognize patterns of passivity, emotional distance, and autopilot behavior that can weaken a marriage, and to replace them with greater presence, responsibility, and engagement. The book is positioned less as a theory-driven study of marriage and more as a practical, direct intervention aimed at husbands who want to improve how they show up at home. Its core appeal lies in its emphasis on action, emotional availability, and the idea that a husband can become a more effective partner by changing his own behavior first. The tone, as reflected in available descriptions, is blunt, motivational, and aimed at readers who are willing to confront uncomfortable truths about their role in the relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames passivity as a central threat to marriage health. A defining idea in this book is that many marital problems are not caused only by conflict, but by a quieter problem, male passivity. Borkowski treats passivity as a habit of disengagement that can show up as emotional inattention, reluctance to initiate, and a tendency to let the marriage run on autopilot. That framing matters because it shifts the focus from external blame to internal responsibility. Instead of presenting marriage as something damaged mainly by incompatibility, the book argues that neglect and avoidance can gradually erode intimacy, trust, and satisfaction. This approach gives the reader a concrete target for change. If a husband can identify where he has become passive, he can begin replacing inaction with consistent effort. The book's practical value comes from making the problem visible in ordinary behavior rather than in dramatic crisis. In that sense, it is less about grand gestures and more about recognizing how small patterns of withdrawal create long-term damage when left unaddressed. Secondly, it encourages men to replace detachment with active emotional presence. The book repeatedly emphasizes that a strong marriage requires more than providing or being physically present. It calls for emotional presence, which means paying attention, responding intentionally, and staying engaged with a wife's inner life rather than assuming the relationship will function on its own. This is one of the book's most important mechanisms. It links better marriage outcomes to a husband's willingness to be available in ways that are often less visible than practical. Support. The reasoning is that emotional distance leaves a spouse feeling unheard or unsupported, even when there is no obvious conflict. By contrast, active presence signals care, reliability, and investment. Borkowski's message is that husbands should not treat connection as incidental. It must be maintained deliberately. That makes the book useful for readers who need a concrete reminder that love and marriage is not just a feeling but a repeated practice. The emphasis on presence also broadens the idea of strength, presenting it as attentiveness and steadiness rather than dominance or stoicism. Thirdly, the book aims to help husbands understand wives as relational partners, not mysteries to be endured. Another major theme is the effort to help men better understand what their wives need emotionally and relationally. Based on the available descriptions, the book presents itself as a guide to the female psyche in a way that is intended to be practical rather than academic. The underlying assumption is that many marital frustrations come from misunderstanding, not malice, and that men often miss important cues because they approach the relationship too simplistically. By encouraging husbands to pay closer attention to how their wives experience connection, communication, and care, the book tries to reduce avoidable friction. This is not framed as a call for manipulation or performance, but for better translation between two different ways of relating. That distinction is important because it places empathy at the center of marital improvement. The book suggests that a husband who learns to interpret his wife's needs more accurately is better positioned to respond in ways that build trust and affection. In a crowded marriage advice field, this focus on relational literacy is one of the book's clearest practical contributions. Fourthly, the book presents marriage improvement as a personal transformation rather than a partner management strategy. A notable aspect of the book is that it does not define better marriage primarily as learning how to control outcomes or fix a spouse. Instead, it argues that the husband's own character and conduct are the starting point for change. The idea of awakening an inner hero signals a transformation in identity. The reader is asked to become bigger, bolder, more loving, and more responsible. This makes the book more than a list of relationship tips. It is also a call to personal growth, where the health of the marriage is tied to the husband's maturity and consistency. The practical implication is that change begins with self-examination. Rather than waiting for a wife to soften, cooperate, or change first, the husband is urged to lead with initiative and integrity. That emphasis on self-directed responsibility gives the book a sharper edge than softer, mutuality-centered marriage guides. It suggests that one person can dramatically shift a relationship dynamic by changing his own patterns, especially if those patterns include avoidance, passivity, or inconsistency. Lastly, its blunt, humorous style makes difficult marriage advice more accessible to resistant readers. The book's style is part of its identity and helps explain its audience. Available descriptions present Borkowski as direct, humorous, and unsentimental, using language designed to shock passive readers into attention without becoming overly academic or therapeutic. That approach matters because the intended audience is likely to include men who are skeptical of self-help language or who do not respond well to polished, abstract guidance. By using plain speech and strong contrast between passivity and power, the book tries to create urgency without losing readability. This style also helps the book function as an intervention. It does not simply offer encouragement, it challenges the reader to see his habits as consequential. In a genre often filled with broad principles and generalized advice, this sharper tone can make the message more memorable. At the same time, it likely narrows the audience to men willing to hear direct critique. That limitation is part of the book's design. Its voice is not neutral or clinical, but confrontational in service of practical change. In conclusion, Better Man, Better Marriage is best suited for husbands who want a direct, practical guide to becoming more engaged in their marriages. It is especially relevant for men who recognize patterns of withdrawal, emotional inconsistency, or passive habits and want a clear push toward change. Readers looking for a research-heavy relationship manual may find its value more in its clarity and urgency than in academic depth. But that is also what distinguishes it within the marriage advice category. The book stands out because it addresses husband behavior with unusual bluntness, treating passivity as a serious relational problem rather than a minor flaw. It also combines self-improvement with marriage repair, making the case that a stronger relationship begins with greater personal responsibility. For readers open to direct feedback, it can offer a useful framework for thinking about presence, communication, and emotional engagement. Its most notable contribution is its focus on action, not just understanding marriage better, but changing the everyday habits that shape it. That makes it a practical fit for men who want a concise, challenging, and behavior-oriented book rather than a more general discussion of relationship theory. If you would like to support Jeff Borkowski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.